I can hardly believe this. I bow to the geologists who discovered that this stone with a hole in the middle is part of the footprint of a larger animal. Dinosaurs have been stirring the human imagination for centuries. Sketches of a huge bone believed to belong to a giant date back to the 17th century. In the early 19th century, new fossil finds led people to realize that they were a completely different species of animal, which they had not known about until then. Perhaps it was most closely related to reptiles, but much larger. That's why it earned the name a terrible reptile. Traces that could belong to a dinosaur can also be found in the Idria area. A larger animal left prints in the soft seabed, which were instantly covered by something. A storm wave brought mud. It sounds quite possible. We saw severe storms and how the shores were filled with new sand or mud when they subsided. The covered footprints under the sea turned into rock over millions of years due to the pressure of the higher layers and slowly traveled across half the world to us. Do you still remember how restless the earth is? But there is no sea in the wider Idria area, yet still they found them. So, the rocks also rose? Millions of years of rain, wind, and scorching heat leave their marks. The surface was weathering, and the water was slowly dissolving it. As a result, the footprints that a smaller dinosaur could have left are visible today south of Idria, near Godovice. You can see them yourself if you go on a short trip in nature. In the drawer and next to the model, you can read what it takes to create a fossil.